I had just come home. I had noticed my legs were swelling. Next thing I know, it was 3 weeks later. I was paralyzed. PVA has brought me back to life.
While parachuting with my platoon, my parachute didn't open. It left me paralyzed. I just don't think my family would be as happy as they are without the support that I received from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
For more than 75 years, Paralyzed Veterans of America has kept a promise to never leave a fallen hero behind. That's why Paralyzed Veterans of America is providing specialized medical care, life-changing treatments, benefits our heroes earned, the jobs they want, and the accessible vehicles and homes they need. Our paralyzed veterans have helped us live the lives we enjoy today. It's our turn to give them the best lives possible. To learn more, go to pva.org today.
Go yard this summer with cool cash rebates from Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a new Bryant AC and get up to $1,350 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. It's a surefire way to beat the summer heat and walk off in style. Comfort Air, your local experts, doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Hurry, this offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, A-I-R-E.
Hey baseball fans, are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Wisconsin River Orthopedics of Wisconsin Rapids features the area's only open MRI unit. What does this mean to you? If you are claustrophobic or if you're big or overweight, you'll love this open MRI. If you are nervous about loud noises and other MRIs, you'll appreciate this open MRI. Plus, they feature board-certified musculoskeletal radiologists to read your images. If you need MRI, ask for open MRI at Wisconsin River Orthopedics in Wisconsin Rapids. Go to WROinstitute.com or call 424-8255. 1881, relieving pain and restoring lives.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Did you know your favorite shows and hosts are active on social media too? Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or LinkedIn and be part of the conversation happening there. And go to our website, civicmedia.us, to learn more about the Civic Media Network.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Scattered thunderstorms likely tonight, otherwise overcast. Lows level off around 62. Winds out of the southeast, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow. Highs level off around 74, cloudy. Scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow night. Lows around 59, overcast. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 87.
I would have gotten away with it, too, if it wasn't for those meddling Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates weekend, holiday weekend, Halloween weekend, Devil's Advocates radio show, rolling into
Halloween weekend, baby.
Halloween weekend, baby. And if you're looking for a good time this weekend, how about go to the Dance or Die party tonight at the Atomic Koi? We had fun partying over at the Koi the other night.
Yeah, that was fun.
Finer neighborhood bars, this one in Fitchburg. But we've been telling you about the dance party coming up. Costume contest with prizes. Tonight, Dance or Die party, 8 to midnight. So be there. I might go to a high school football game tonight. It's playoff time, man. Middleton playing at Wanakee. A couple of big schools, and we got little schools playing all across the state. Our pal, Chad Holmes, going off live at 7 o'clock. I believe it's, I'll get it wrong, but one of the Wausau schools, quite good. They're playing towards the state championship, I suspect. And that will play off on Bull Falls Radio, WXCO. So if you like your high school sports, find them there. College hockey. Badgers going off on WFHR. You can stream them on the Civic Media app. And, of course, this great show, Dom, if I ever get back to it. Going on right now with your phone calls, even at 844-967-2789. Friday with Joanne from Madison. Welcome. How you doing, Joanne?
Hey, Joanne.
Great show. Great show. Thanks for taking my call. Back to that topic with Mr. Pelosi. There have been many ads from the Johnson campaign and the PACs and all of that about Mandela Barnes having $600,000 of escorts and security every year.
Well, escorts and security are different things, Joanne, in my book at least.
Sorry. It's Friday, folks.
That's right. The
services that keep him alive.
There we go.
Obviously, the first black lieutenant governor of Wisconsin had threats. President Obama had an extraordinary number of threats as well. And $600,000 is nothing in comparison to the burial expenses we would have had to pay had some idiot taken a hammer to him or a gun or something like that. So I'm very offended at the notion that we can't protect what we have, our precious lieutenant governor, with $600,000. And it was even brought up in the debate that Ron Johnson character brought that notion up in the debate. So I'll let you guys riff on it. But gosh, you know, we need to protect our precious talent when it comes to political forces and stop this culture of violence. So thank you very much,
Joanne.
No, thank you, Joanne.
Thank you for listening. The lieutenant governor, the U.S. senatorial candidate, Mandela Barnes, our friend, has been escorted by state patrol officers primarily. And they act like, you know, he's begging them to go everywhere. No, that is for his protection. And those
they
assignments
make those
are made by the state patrol right. security detail. So, you know, unless I hear some complaints about what, Donald Trump putting the Secret Service up at his hotels for like quadruple rates, they have to protect him. He gets to charge them, what, room and board, staying at his hotel while he stays there.
Yeah.
And then he sticks it to the American taxpayers at like quadruple rates. Or Mandela leaves the house and the, you know, the security detail goes with at the direction of somebody else from the state patrol.
Well, that's exactly the point. And of course, it's the logic would be if there are additional funds and additional resources being diverted, being given to the lieutenant governor, and it's at the direction of the state police and those folks. Well, if there's more money and more people, man hours being spent, perhaps there's a reason for it. Perhaps because there are more threats to the first black lieutenant governor in the state of Wisconsin's history.
Well, I do recall when the wanker, the former governor of the state of Wisconsin, Republican Scott Walker, remember when he was out in Iowa trying to be a viable presidential candidate? Didn't last long, but for a while there, kind of caught a spark with some Christian conservatives. But he told a story from the stage in Des Moines at the Freedom Summit. Citizens United Freedom Caucus, whatever it was, the summit. But he was running, and you met Donald Trump, shook his hand that day. But
he shook my hand, yes.
Scott Walker went on the stage and talked about the threats against his wife, against Honette. They were going to gut her like a deer, stem to stern. And for years, the man would not leave the Capitol through the door. He would go through the tunnels, through the rat tunnels. Well, they claimed they were so afraid of, you know, the liberal mobs, right? That's the way they were characterized. These peaceful people that reacted to Act 10, the bomb dropped here in the state of Wisconsin. 110,000 people nonviolently, peacefully sort of cohabitated and hung out and protested for a matter of months. And he still jammed it through, right? And never once did violence befall Scott Walker. A, because the left, for the most part, were not violent people. And B, because he always had cops. He always had cops. Why don't they ever compare the bills of Scott Walker's during the recall effort? You don't think he ever justified having a couple extra state patrol guys go with him, you know, after the threats he claimed in his unintimidated book? Oh, I went up to La Crosse and I got in the car and the car was surrounded by the mob. Although I've called local press in La Crosse and they find no record that incident ever happened, but Scott Walker made the claim. You don't think he had a couple of state patrol guys with him every time I saw him?
Every time.
He had a body guy and a state patrol guy every time I saw him. Because, you know, I got to stand next to him a couple times. Them, you know,
he's
I
lucky, had lucky guy.
Thoughts, but I never acted on them. 844-967-2789. Let's go back to the phones. Nice people, all nonviolent. You know, crabby, perhaps. Nonviolent, I hope. Jeannie from Eau Claire, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jeannie.
Crabby isn't even the word. How about outrage? That'll hit her on the head.
Well, let's not use that one either. You know, sadly, Jeannie, we try to infuse a little humor in the headlines of the day, but we spent a lot of time talking about songs we would not be playing today. No MC Hammer, no Hammer Time, no Jacob's Hammer, you know, just none of that. You, a little too early, Jeannie, I guess.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I just have to say one thing real quick, and that is these guys happen to go after women. They're going after Nancy Pelosi's husband and then Governor Whitmer and our lovely ladies that are representatives. And it's just unbelievable. I mean, these people are nuts. Their insanity is getting worse and worse every day. Now, I don't know if this is true, but I saw this one today, and I don't even know if it's true. Maybe you guys have heard it. Something about Nutjob Johnson. I'm sorry. That's my opinion that he needs
to be. It's a widely held opinion, but please continue.
Well, I'm just, you know, from observing his behavior and listening to his nutty comments. Well, there was something about a kitty litter box. Somebody asked him about a kitty litter
box
in the schools. And then he said, you know, that, yeah, he's heard about that. And I thought, are you effing nuts, Johnson? You know, there was somebody that was interviewed about them having those stripper poles in the schools for kids. I thought, are you nuts? I mean, these guys come up with the nuttiest crap that nobody can forget about. You know what I mean? And I got one more thing to say, is I feel so bad for any Democrat that has to take on these guys in a debate, because they say so many lies that all of a sudden you're hit with all these gall-dang lies and you don't know which one to address first. So that's why a lot of times you see Democrats having a difficult time, because there's so much BS spewed, you don't know where to start, you know, attacking it, which one's most important, because they're all big bad lies.
Mike. I've heard a few responses of questionable veracity from Ron Johnson.
Well, guys, you have a great weekend. Thank you for covering Obama tomorrow. I'll have my radio on, and thanks for the great job. You've give us such a public service. I just can't thank you enough. And you guys have a good weekend, too. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jeannie. You have a great weekend as well. And thank you for bringing that up. One of my grievances, some of the sounds, some of the articles we didn't get to during the week. Well, Jeannie, you gave us an excuse. If you would, Evan, I know you did all the hard work pulling this the other day. Play Ron Johnson talking about the kitty litter.
I don't know if he's ready
for
that.
Hi, Senator. Thank you so much for taking our calls. I have to admit that I was a Democrat until 2016, and I saw the light. I just want to say my niece goes to school in West Bend, and she's been telling us stories like that other students have been forcing them to have like litter box to accommodate students who identify as cats. I was wondering if you heard about this and if you've seen what Ron DeSantis has done in Florida with his parental bill of rights. Is that something that you could see happening like on the federal level? Is that something you support? Thank you so much for everything you do.
Oh, first of all, Jeff, thank you for your support. And yes, I'm well aware of this. I mean, I think one of the things that COVID did is parents were looking over their kids' shoulders, and they became aware of the indoctrination of our children by radical leftists within our education system. It's just amazing. I just heard on a radio talk show how, for example,
so it must be true.
The National Health Service has come out completely different recommendation in terms of transgenderism, saying that this is this is a phase for children. Don't accommodate the phase. You work with them through it. Don't be putting gender-blocking drugs in our children, and certainly don't meet them with the sex change operations to minors. I mean, this is sick what's happening. But yeah, I'm aware of the fact that we've got some teachers that are, you know, they're pushing this stuff on our kids. I mean, kids are kids. I mean, they think weird things. You know, they go through phases.
Kids think weird things? I mean, really, Senator, kids are the ones with the weird thoughts.
I'm aware that I've heard that. Yes,
you cannot possibly believe that. I mean, but he seemed to thank the man with such sincerity. Oh, yeah, I've been hearing about this for well, lots of conspiracy theories.
I'm Ron Johnson, and I'm here to help you. Yes, I'm very competently answering your question. Yeah, so thank you, Jeannie, for that reminder. Yes, that guy's up for election in, what, just over a week.
844-967-2789. I've got some thoughts about the newest federal ruling, Dom. Apparently, activists can stand at the ballot box in Arizona and intimidate voters. And I was going to mention when Jeannie was on that Ron Johnson has been assembling, let's call them volunteers, to go challenge people at the ballot box. As you go to cast your ballot, do not be afraid. But you may have to show a little courage this time. You may have to stand up and advocate for yourself. I tell my son, although he did try calling me during the show, I thought I taught him through the years, Dad does a little radio show this time. But anyways, I tell my son, advocate for yourself. Don't be intimidated. Don't let anyone push you around. Well, if you run into any trouble on Election Day, you stand your ground, if you know what I'm saying. And I don't mean in the Scott Walker get a gun sort of way. I just mean stay until they let you vote. Don't be intimidated. Don't be discouraged. Don't let some loudmouth conservative talk you out or disenfranchise you through their efforts. And that's part of it, Dom. Right now, the voter suppression's moving into an active phase, if you know what I'm saying.
Exercise your rights. And if anyone, as an observer, gets in your way, then document them as well. I mean, this goes both ways. This is nothing new. We've had poll watchers forever. But don't let people get in your face, no doubt. And if there's any issues, get a hold of your local election officials and let them know immediately. And, of course, if you have any fear for your safety, call the police immediately.
Yeah, it used to be people being educated, you know, civically. Now it's Cleta Mitchell is leading the voter education exercise.
Oh, don't even get me going on her, man.
Well, I'm just saying. Come back. Plenty of time for your grievances. Just be patient, callers. We'll get there next at 844-967-2789. More Devil's Advocates, the Friday edition, almost the weekend.
You're a lucky, lucky, lucky little boy, because you know why? You get to drink from the fire hose!
Of lies.
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Daisy was abandoned by her family and placed in foster care at 15 years old. Her life was full of uncertainty. She thought she'd never have a permanent place to call home.
Before I was adopted, I felt like I wasn't enough. I had this hole in my heart, and I never knew what I needed to patch that hole. But when my mom asked to adopt me, that hole was closed. It feels so normal now to say that I'm a part of this family. I am surrounded by love. I feel safe. And that hole inside of me is gone. I am whole. I'm finally enough just as I am.
The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is changing the lives of teenagers at risk of aging out of foster care. Like Daisy, every child deserves a permanent, loving home. You can
help. You are
help.
Listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by Wisconsin River Orthopedics, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, SNS Distributing, El Cafe, Edward Jones Sky Manning, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Chris Inda Next Home Partners, and Dixon Gun Shop. Stream every game all season long at WFHR.com or through the Civic Media app.
From MCCU Park in Battle Creek, Michigan, the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters head east to take on the Battle Creek Battle Jacks on this humid and summer evening here in Battle Creek. Good afternoon, everybody. Joey Fear with you here on WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. Well, the Rafters yesterday took down the Doxbiners, winning 3-1. All of the runs came in the sixth inning. They gave up a run in the top of the sixth and then found themselves down a run, but then bottom sixth inning, three runs for them, and they were able to take down a Fond du Lac team that was tested, but they swept the series, and now they're looking to today to take on a Battle Creek team that has struggled, 8-17. They are six in the Great Lakes East Division. They are dead last. They are looking for a rebound, a time for them to get back to winning ways because they have lost four of their past five games. So the Rafters as a team, they are batting around 244 as a team, 214 hits with 119 runs. They also have 106 RBIs as a team. The Rafters are starting with Hayden Cody on the mound today, the Cal State Northridge product. Alex Duffy, the Elon catcher, he'll be put in at the two spot. Jack Gurevich at first, Chris Conniff at second, Shane Taylor at third, and Garrett Broussard at shortstop. Anthony Gallison, the Coastal Carolina left fielder, he'll be slotted in at the seven spot. Ty Johnson at center field, and Logan Hugo back in the lineup out of Eastern Michigan and from Essexville, Michigan, so he's back in his home state. As for the Battle Jacks, they're starting with Hunter Varnado out of Middle Georgia State University. So he's a guy that is second in the league in wins right now. So he's been at the top of his game. Blake Salomon at the catcher's role. Dave Oliva at first base. Gavin Arsenault at second. Jake Allgaier at third. Fisher Pyatt at shortstop. Charlie Ree at left field. And JT Soklovov, the leadoff, he'll be slotted in at center field. Blake McRae at right field. So the Rafters here in their first trip away from Wisconsin, as the last time they played Battle Creek Jacks were when they were the Battle Creek Bombers back in 2021. They won the series 3-1. So this is the first meeting between these two teams here on a summer evening, and it's warm. Sure enough, 88 degrees out, and the Rafters looking for a W. Obviously, they're 14-11 on the season. They're going to have to find a way. They're going to have to rely on their big hitting because they have guys that, like Ty Johnson, who's batting a .322, leading the team right now. Garrett Broussard had a big day yesterday with two hits. But National Anthem coming up here and just about 11 minutes away from first pitch. Stay with us here on WFHR.
Are you looking for more in this world? Are you ready for something bigger? Then we are looking for you. The big-hearted, the bold, the messy and the gutsy. The teachers, the growers, the builders. The skilled, the sharers, the change makers. We need you. We are the Peace Corps. In more than 60 countries, we go all in and all out. We are volunteers, partners, communities, working together, living together, bringing our experience, passion, and joy to building a better world together. From tackling climate change in Mexico to keeping kids healthy in Kenya,
From sustainable farming in the Philippines to education in Kosovo, we learn more, give more, share freely, and serve boldly. Are you ready to tackle the tough stuff? To go the distance to make a difference? Then we have a place where you belong. Join us at PeaceCorps.gov.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full-time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Back inside MCCU Park, Raptors in their maroon tops with the black leggings and the gold logos on the front and back. As for the Battle Jocks, they have pretty interesting uniforms. They're with their camouflage tops with the white leggings. So a team that has struggled 8-17. They started the season 3-9, but they picked up the win against Kenosha back on June the 21st, but they lost three straight games to the Kingfish after that. So they haven't been home in over six games. So they had a six-game road trip where they went to Rockford for two and Kenosha for four games. So they're back at home. They're home for the next four. They got the Raptors in these next two tonight and tomorrow afternoon. And then the Wausau Woodchucks come to town, an inter-division rivalry for the Raptors. But you look at it, this team has been 3-1 in their past four games. They won the first doubleheader against the Rockers and then lost that second game. But then going into Fond du Lac and winning that game and then winning last night in the 3-1 game where it was five scoreless innings of baseball. Top of the six obviously came around, a run for the Dock Spiders, then three for the Raptors in the bottom half of that inning. And then from since there, it was zeros across the board. So, you know, the whole game yesterday came down to one inning. And you look at the Raptors, they're going with Anthony Gallison to lead off. He's back in the lineup. So obviously slotted at left field. So Gallison, Johnson, and Bobo, the three big hitters, will be leading off. Jack Gurvich in the cleanup spot. He's a big part of their hitting success. Garrett Broussard at fifth. Shane Taylor batting sixth. Logan Hugo batting seventh. Chris Conniff batting eighth. And then Alex Duffy in the nine hole. As for the Battle Jacks, JT Sokolov at the leadoff position, Charlie Rhee at second, Fisher Pyatt, Jake Allgaier batting in the cleanup spot, and then Daniels batting fifth, Blake McRae batting sixth, Dave Oliva batting seventh, then Blake Salomon eighth, and then Gavin Arsenault in the nine hole. So that are the orders for the Raptors and the Battle Jacks. You look at this Wisconsin Rapids team, can they find a way to start this Michigan road trip with a success? Because they have four games, two at here and then two in Traverse City. They haven't been outside of the state of Wisconsin yet. So last year they played Kenosha and Rockford and also Kokomo as well. So this year they have Kalamazoo, Battle Creek, and Traverse City. So all three Michigan teams, but two of those played here on this road trip and was about a 6.5-hour bus ride in. So the Raptors tired, a little bit, you know, under the weather, but they're going to find ways to hopefully take down a Battle Jacks team that is motivated after losing their third straight the other night and in a game where they just could not find a way to get over the hump, losing 8-6. And the only game they picked up against Kenosha was back on June the 21st where they won 11-8. So these two teams getting set here in about 5 minutes. We're going to take a quick break here on WFHR. We'll be back in a moment for First Pitch coming up.
Go yard this summer with cool cash rebates from Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a new Bryant AC and get up to $1,350 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. It's a surefire way to beat the summer heat and walk off in style. Comfort Air, your local experts, doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Hurry, this offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, A-I-R-E.
Hey, baseball fans, are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Wisconsin River Orthopedics of Wisconsin Rapids features the area's only open MRI unit. What does this mean to you? If you are claustrophobic or if you're big or overweight, you'll love this open MRI. If you are nervous about loud noises and other MRIs, you'll appreciate this open MRI. Plus, they feature board-certified musculoskeletal radiologists to read your images. If you need MRI, ask for open MRI at Wisconsin River Orthopedics in Wisconsin Rapids. Go to WROinstitute.com or call 424-8255. 1881, relieving pain and restoring lives.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on WFHR.
Back inside the ballpark as the Battle Creek Battle Jacks just introducing their starting lineup. And Wichigai and Hunter Varnado, their pitcher for today. Out of Middle Georgia State from Warner Robins, Georgia. He's had four games and he has had a 3-0 record, so he has not lost as the starting pitcher. He got the win versus Kenosha, Kalamazoo, and also an interdivision rivalry for the Rafters, Green Bay Rockers. So he's had a 3-0 record, 19 and two-thirds innings of work with 14 hits and 7 runs allowed. He's also had 13 strikeouts, so definitely a guy that the Rafters are going to look to try to get hits off of. And a Wisconsin Rapids team that is looking to get a win with 14 and 11, the third in the Great Lakes West. Green Bay and Wausau are both 15 and 11, so they're a half game back of first place. So a win today would surely put them in the running to get in that first place role. So Rafters, a team that they've been tested. You know, they started the season 2-5, six games in a row. They won after that. They were 8-5, but since then they've been 6-5. So they've had games where they've won, where they win 2-3 in a row, and then they fall. So they just it's a team that is looking to start a win streak and start their season off, because 14-11 right now, and you look at it, obviously about 10 games left until the halfway point. So for them to have these good 10 games and finish off on the first half of the season on a high note, that's going to be important for the second half to take that momentum and hopefully into the playoffs later in the season. So Anthony Gallison will be getting the leadoff spot. He's had 13 hits on 44 at-bats, 7 RBIs and 5 runs. He's batted a .295. This is a guy that previously attended Elon, graduated in an economics degree, and out of Coastal Carolina this season. And he had appeared in 16 games with 7 starts and 30 at-bats. So Varnado getting the warm-up right now on a 89-degree evening here in Battle Creek. Rain scheduled in the forecast for tomorrow, but the game is scheduled at 1:35, so that's the earliest the Rafters have played all season except for the doubleheader earlier this week where the first game was scheduled at 12:05. So the first, I would say, earliest game this season that has been a game only on that day. So Gallison currently warming up as Varnado getting in the strikes and throwing some pitches in early. So he's got two pitches left. So can the Raptors find a way to get off on a good start? In the first game against the Rockers, they led early 3-0, and they never looked back after that. So getting off to an important start, getting off on the right foot, is going to be big for them in their success this game. So Varnado, obviously, at the pitcher. Blake Salomon at catcher. Dave Oliva at first. Arsenault at second. Allgaier at third. Fisher Pyatt at shortstop. Charlie Rhea at left field. JT Sokolov at center. And Blake McCray at right field. So Gallison stepping in now. The right-hander has got his batting average up. 295 in Colts Neck, New Jersey. So an East Coast native, Hunter Varnado, 13 strikeouts, second in the league in wins. So out of Middle Georgia State. So Anthony Gallison getting ready and will step in the right-handed batter's box. So Varnado will come set on the first pitch of the evening. And the first pitch for the Raptors in Michigan, as the pitch comes across in for a strike. 0-1. So no balls, a strike. And Hunter Varnado, the Warner Robins, Georgia native, the 0-1, up and away outside of the zone for a ball. Count is even up at one apiece. So Gallison, seven RBIs, as the 1-1, as he got an RBI against Wausau earlier this week. So back in the lineup, wasn't in the lineup too much earlier this week. So he's been in and out of the lineup, but now in the leadoff role. As Varnado knee high and sets the 2-1 swing, and a ball flied out into shallow right field. And coming under it and making the grab is McCray for one down. So Gallison flies out as he got a leadoff single back in the first game of the doubleheader against Green Bay. But that time, he comes up empty. Ty Johnson will step in. He's had 28 hits on 87 at-bats with 12 runs. He's batting at 322, which leads the team 9 RBIs. And the Flower Mound, Texas native from McLennan Community College, well, I should say McLennan Community College alum, headed to Baylor next season in the Power 5. Ahead of the count, 1-0, Varnado comes in and fires inside for a strike, 1-1. So one down for the Battle Jacks here at top of the first. Varnado looks in. He'll set, fire in the 1-1, fouled off on the left side, 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Ty Johnson leading the team in at-bats with 87. As Varnado fires in the 1-2, swinging a ground ball over to Oliva at first. Fields it up in the glove and steps on the bag for two down. So two quick outs for the Battle Jacks. And this brings up Brendan Bobo, the team MVP last season. Batted a 298, led the league in home runs with 17. So back in his second summer with the Raptors, said 8 hits on 39 at-bats, batting a 205, 2 home runs and 9 RBIs. He's had 2 home runs this week as he swings and misses upstairs. Both 3-run shots. The first one came against Wausau in the second game of that series. In the first game of the doubleheader against the Rockers, he had a 3-run home run as he swings and lines a ball into Arsenault at second. So three up and three down for the Battle Jacks. As a quick inning as we head to the bottom of the first here.
You are listening to Raptors Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by Wisconsin River Orthopedics, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, SNS Distributing, El Cafe, Edward Jones Sky Manning, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Chris Inda Next Home Partners, and Dixon Gun Shop. Stream every game all season long at WFHR.com or through the Civic Media app.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
Let's face it, mornings are tough. We could all use a little pick-me-up. The answer? El Cafe in Port Edwards. Not only will the atmosphere and friendly staff at El Cafe give you a boost, but their breakfast will knock your socks off. Enjoy one of their great daily breakfast specials, sure to satisfy, or really kick it up with their fish tacos and spicy salsa. Life's too short to have another boring breakfast. Get up, get going, and get to El Cafe in beautiful Port Edwards right next to the police station. Start your day with a kick at El Cafe.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Bottom of the first, we go as the Rafters and three straight outs. Anthony Gallison flew out, Johnson grounded out, and Bobo lined out. So Hayden Cody will step on the mound. He's had three games played with a 1-1 start. Got the win versus Lakeshore and the loss versus Wausau earlier this week. He's had 9 1/3 innings pitched, allowing 6 hits and 7 runs. He's also had 8 strikeouts as well. As he'll face in the center fielder, JT Sokolov from Illinois State, and the rising junior from Hudsonville, Michigan, so playing in his home state, batting a .378. He's had 6 RBIs, so he's done a heck of a job in the leadoff spot. So Cody on the mound, Duffy at catcher, Gervich at first, Conniff at second, as Cody fires in for a strike. Shane Taylor at third, and Broussard at shortstop. Gallison at left, Ty Johnson at center, and Logan Hugo from Eastern Michigan at right field. So Cody, the 0-1, swinging a ground ball that bounces and stays fair on the third baseline. Throw across from Taylor, across his body, right to first. Excellent play there from the third baseman and Shane Taylor. One down. A slow bouncer that just stayed fair on the third baseline. Taylor had to act quick, and he gets the ground out. So Charlie Ree out of San Diego State, the rising senior from San Diego, California. So playing for his home school, batting a .302. He's at 11 RBIs. As Cody sets in and delivers down low for a ball. At least three guys in this starting lineup for the Battle Jacks have had at least 10 RBIs. 1-0 count, one down, bottom of the first. Cody will set and serve, fouled off on the backside, 1-1. One ball, one strike. And Battle Creek has not obviously played its first match between these two teams since the Battle Jacks rebranded from the Bombers. As a swing and a line drive that just pulls foul on the right field line. It was the Battle Creek Bombers to the Battle Creek Battle Jacks. Rafters played the Bombers 4 times in 2021. And they won 3-1, shutting them out 3 times in that series. 1-2 count. As Reed just pulled that ball foul. It was slicing out on the right field line. He's down on the count, 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Cody out of Cal State Northridge will fire in down low for a ball, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Sokolov grounded out. As the Bombers, no team with a hit yet. 2-2. Swinging a ground ball over to Broussard at short. Fields it in the glove. The throw right over to first is on time for two down. So a routine play from the Utah Valley shortstop, Garrett Broussard. And this brings up Fisher Pyatt. So Fisher Pyatt, a guy that is a shortstop from Central Arizona College, rising redshirt senior from San Diego as well. So two San Diego natives batting at 284. He also has a home run as well. As Cody Fire swinging a ground ball over to Conniff at second, fields it in glove, has all the time in the world, and gets three down. So a three up and three down inning for the Raptors as both teams combine six straight batters out. As we head to the top of the second here on WFHR.
Go yard this summer with cool cash rebates from Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. Right now, you can upgrade to a new Bryant AC and get up to $1,350 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. It's a surefire way to beat the summer heat and walk off in style. Comfort Air, your local experts, doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Hurry, this offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, A-I-R-E.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help. Anyone can call or text 988 or chat via 988wisconsin.org to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. Trained counselors are here to support anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. You can also contact 988 if you are concerned about someone. 988 is confidential and free to all Wisconsin residents. 988, 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Start Your Engines, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. I'm really digging Nate Smith's debut album. Not only did he release a debut album, but he took a chance, something that I don't think has ever been done before, and released a deluxe version as well. If you like the song Whiskey on You, you're going to love this entire album. It's available wherever you buy or stream music. One in four car batteries is weak and needs to be replaced. Let the professional parts people test your battery for free at O'ReillyAutoParts.com.
Let's get back to the Raptors here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Yeah. Top of the second inning as the Raptors and the Battle Jacks 0-0 through one as Hunter Varnado was able to get three straight outs. Gallison flew out. Johnson grounded out. And Bobo lined out. So the infield for the Battle Jacks has been impressive so far. As this will bring up Jack Gurevich. Gurevich, the first baseman. And a guy that, well, I think people remember him earlier this season. Three home runs in a game. He had a five RBI day that day. That was a game, the second game against Lakeshore. So batting a 322, 19 hits on 59 at-bats. He leads the team in home runs with four and RBIs with 15. So batting in the cleanup spot. And a guy that you definitely want to watch out for if you're opposing teams. The 1-0 count here from Varnado. He'll come set and serve. Swinging a foul tips off the top side of the bat. Backside, 1-1. One ball, one strike. Jack Gurevich at the University of San Diego. As the third pitch comes in, down low, in for the zone for a strike, 1-2. He had 39 games started for San Diego with 142 at-bats. As fourth offering comes in and hits the shoulder of Gurevich. And he looks to be okay, so he'll take first. And a Rafter on base, the first time we've seen anybody on base this game. And it comes by and hit by a pitch. Varnado nails Gurevich on the right shoulder. So at first, and this brings up the shortstop, Garrett Broussard. Two hits yesterday and also had a sac fly RBI. He was the player of the game for the Raptors. Set 60 at-bats as a stolen base attempt from Gurevich comes over and slides in safe. He'll take second on the first pitch from Varnado. So a heads-up steal from the first baseman in Gurevich. He's at second. A 1-0 count. Varnado looks in and fires and paints the zone in for a strike. 1-1. One ball, one strike. Nobody down, top of the second. Gurevich stands at second. Varnado, 13 strikeouts on the year, has not recorded one today. The 1-1 just up and away outside of the zone for a ball 2-1. Great crowd on hand here at MCCU Park and a warm summer evening. Humid outside as the 2-1 comes in. Swing and a miss down low. Just fouled off the backside of the bat. But in for a strike. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Varnado looking for his first strikeout of the evening. Gurevich, the big leadoff at second. Varnado glances over. Will come set. Fire the 2-2. And just outside for a ball. 3-2. So the count runs full. First full count we've seen this game. And it comes at Garrett Poussard. Batted a 258 with the Rafters last season. So another returning Rafter. As Varnado, the payoff. Swinging a drive right towards the shortstop in Pyatt. Fields it up in the glove. The throw to first is on time for one down. So Gurevich stands at second. Does not advance third given the ball was right towards the shortstop. So Broussard lines out. And this brings up the third baseman in Shane Taylor. Batted a 319 with Utah Tech this season. 160 at-bats. 42 runs and 51 hits. So a Las Vegas native. Batting a 263 for the Rafters this season. As Varnado comes set, serves on the outside for a ball 1-0. Was the third Rafter to cross home plate yesterday off of a wild pitch from the Fond du Lac pitcher, Cade Walker. So Taylor, 8 RBIs on the season. Second offering comes in, paints the zone for a strike, 1-1. One ball, one strike. Taylor, the left-hander, on the right-handed pitcher of Hunter Varnado. So one's across the board. The 1-1 comes in and clips the zone inside for a strike, 1-2. So Gurevich was hit by a pitch and took first, and then he stole to second, but no hits for either team right now. 1-2 count, one down. Varnado looks off. Serves in the 1-2, fouled off on the backside. Out of play. Count stays at 1-2. That ball came right into the left grandstand. Looks to be everybody's okay. One down, Gurevich stands at second. Varnado sets in and serves. 1-2, swing and a miss upstairs for strike number 3. And out number 2, that's Hunter Varnado's first strikeout of the day. And he's up to 14 on the season. A big out there for the Battle Jacks as Taylor goes down swinging. And the Essexville, Michigan native playing in his home state. And the Eastern Michigan right fielder, Logan Hugo, will step in. Hugo, 14 hits on 61 at-bats, batting a 230. He's at 8 runs as well. So the first offering comes in and finds the zone for a strike, 0-1. So two down, one away here in the top of the second for the Battle Jacks. Gurevich, the only player to get on base this game for either side. And he's got the leadoff at second. The 0-1. Swinging a ball sliced out right field side, out of play. 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Hugo had 39 games started with 139 at-bats for Eastern Michigan. 26 RBIs to go with that. Also had 34 hits. Varnado fires in the 0-2, swinging a ground ball over to Pyatt. Fields it up in the glove. The tough throw over to first. Does he get him? And does. Had trouble fielding it for a second, but finds a way to get the third out. As we are scoreless as we head to the bottom of the second inning here on WFHR.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Scattered thunderstorms likely tonight, otherwise overcast. Lows dip down to about 62. Winds out of the southeast, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Overcast tomorrow. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Daytime highs approaching 74. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow night. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows level off around 59. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 88.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Konocki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Mom used to scream about Dad's drinking. It drove me crazy till Mom went to Al-Anon. If someone's drinking troubling you, you might be surprised at what you can learn in an Al-Anon or Alateen family group from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-ALANON or go to alanon.org.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Bottom of the second here at MCCU Park. 0-0 as Jake Allgaier will step in. So the Rafters retired three batters and had a 3-up and 3-down inning in the bottom of the first. And looking to hopefully have similar success this time as the first offering comes in inside for a ball. Just on the right side of the zone. So Allgaier out of Western Illinois. And a rising junior from Shanahan, Illinois, batting a 263 as he pops one out on the backside. 1-1. Said 9 RBIs as well. So slotted in at third base. A 1-1 count. So a 3-up and 3-down inning for the Rafters. All ground outs in the bottom of the first. Cody looking for his first strikeout of the day. The 1-1 comes in. Just down and away, outside of the zone, 4-ball, 2-1. 2-1 count. 192 hits the Battle Jacks have acquired this season. The 2-1, swinging a ground ball that bounces into the glove of Conniff at second. The throw to first is right on the money. That's the fourth ground out in a row for the Battle Jacks. They've been making decent contact, just haven't been able to find any open space. As the DH, Brock Daniels, out of University of Missouri, the Missouri Tiger, rising redshirt sophomore from St. Louis, Missouri, batting a 299. He has 12 RBIs right now. So the left-hander with one down will step in as Cody fires in, a swing and a ball that drops onto the right field side. Rounding first, heading for second is Daniels. The throw from Hugo. And Daniels, the first hit of the game. He'll take second. Battle Jacks firing up after that one. A big hit there from Brock Daniels. Leading the team 12 RBIs. So the first hit of the game belongs to the Missouri Tiger. He'll take second with one down. So Blake McCray is due up. And the right fielder